Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here the day after the live eviction. Cody and I really got into it last night. 45-minute episode. Cody's going to tell you what you should be doing before watching this video right now.
Yep. We need you to hit that subscribe button and turn on those bell notifications. I missed it last week. Or I missed it last episode, which was yesterday.
That's why I got your back. I
appreciate you, bro. And so make sure you guys are hitting that subscribe button and turning on those notifications, because these are the things that really help us when these get clicked, when you guys comment, when you like the videos. All this help us with the algorithm and allow our video to get pushed out further, and it just helps our channel grow. So we really appreciate all the support. Everybody that's supporting Tiffany's podcast, everybody that's supporting our podcast, we really do appreciate it. And so we love growing with you guys.
Absolutely. We're killing it right now. Couldn't be doing it without you guys. And the reason why we always tell you that is not only for that reason, but also we drop the videos. We're kind of sporadic. You can pretty much guarantee our schedule for each week, but sometimes it's 1, sometimes it's 4 p.m. It all depends on when we get the videos from Big Brother, etc. So as soon as we get it done, as soon as we get it edited, we usually like to get it out to you guys. That will ensure that if you're out, you're sitting on your couch figuring out what you should do with yourself, you get that notification to let you know you got a new video out from Winner's Circle. Okay, so let's dive into why we're here today. Kyle's exit interview. Going into this, for me, expectations, just based off of what he's saying right now as he was leaving the house. Very calculated. I don't think it's wrong to say that. Very calculated, very cautious. He knows he's in a really bad spot. And there's only one thing you can do at this point, and that's say, I'm sorry. Whether he's truly sorry or not, we said it last night, we will find that out down the road. But going into this interview with the questions we asked, we had some game, some related to what we were talking about. It was a nice combination. And we both watched the video. We won't spoil anything for you, but you guys can come to your own judgment. And then I guess we can weigh in afterwards. What was your takeaway, Cody, without giving too much away?
We were mentioning it a little bit earlier. It's just somebody that's completely shell-shocked and is just looking for the right things to say. And, you know, is afraid to maybe say anything wrong to get any more backlash than I'm assuming he already knows that he's going to be getting outside of the house. So super, it was just a lot of answers that you were expecting him to say. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Some people say scripted. I guess it could be. I wasn't there, but I can tell you, I've went through the rounds. You went through the rounds. Big Brother's not going to really save you. I mean, they'll tell you not even that, because you're in jury, so they're not going to tell you anything. So I don't think they're giving him a script to go off of. I think he's kind of developed a template in his head, and I did watch a few other interviews with him, and it's all kind of the same stuff. We did ask a couple different questions, though, so you want to check it out, because we threw an Alyssa question in there that was a little different take, and then we gave him a little bit of crap about, you know, some moves he made, so you'll get to see that. You want to dive into it?
Yeah, let's dive right into it. Our first question for Kyle was, have you been able to reflect on some of the things you said after speaking with your house guests? And this is what he had to say.
So I obviously made some generalized statements in the middle of the game, which had zero grounds and were unnecessary and should never have even been brought into the game this season, which I deeply regret. It's been an amazing experience this past week to chat with everyone in the house, have individual conversations, and they've been able to share their experiences and their love and compassion for me in support of this journey that I'm just now embarking on. And I'm so excited to continue that journey outside of the game, to continue to have these conversations, continue to find resources, and honestly, to continue to grow as a person outside the game.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So real quickly, I didn't say it before it started, and I apologize. There's going to be something where Cody's going to be editing this. You might see random pop-ups of our logo or something else of that nature. That's not us. That's something on their end. We believe the interviewer probably didn't mute herself, and therefore it kept switching between her feed and his. And her feed is essentially just like the company that conducts the Zoom call or whatever it is. So we do apologize for that. It's not on our end. We did have some video complications
yeah.
a couple episodes ago with Tiffany. This is not us. We promise. It's not us.
Yeah.
Why don't you weigh in first on this one?
Yeah. Again, I just think that was the answer that he had to give, right? I mean, obviously he's going to say that he self-reflected. I wanted him to kind of go a little bit further into what some of that self-reflection was, maybe some of the things that was said to him by the house guest, and was hoping for a response that kind of gave us inklings, because the feeds were down constantly when conversations were happening, into what was happening inside of the house. So obviously he's going to say that he, you know, was able to self-reflect, and a lot of the stuff that he said really came out of nowhere. But I was hoping that we got more of an answer as to like, what was part of that reflection? What were part of those conversations?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Echo everything you said. Sounds a little scripted. Sounds like it's his template. Like I said, he's just saying enough, but not too much. You know, he's just saying enough to get through the question. I think he's really like, hey, listen, I got to get out of this house. I got to go out there, see what's going on, see what was said, what wasn't said, and decide how I want to approach this. For me, and I think for most people out there, I wouldn't put too much in these interviews. I wouldn't put too much into anything anybody really says right now on the show. You will get to see people's true character as time progresses, when they're back on their own social media, when they're back out there with friends and family, and they get to be themselves again. Right now, Kyle's just walking on eggshells, and he's going to do whatever he can not to have his mouth get him into more trouble. That's really what it is.
Correct. Correct. So that brings us to our second question. Now we dive into his relationship with Alyssa. And so we ask Kyle, you pretty much decided to throw your alliance away for your relationship with Alyssa. Do you have any regrets about that now? I got to be honest. I wanted to go a little bit further with this question, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to hammer him, because I really wanted to say, do you regret that now, seeing that she dropped you like a hot potato? But I didn't. So this is how Kyle responds.
So I did basically throw away my game for Alyssa, and I knew that was a threat going into the game. That's why I didn't want to showmance. And then I met Alyssa, and she freaking just owned my heart by the end of the game. So I was willing to sacrifice everything for her. And, you know, that did include my game a little bit, but I don't regret anything. I think she's the most amazing person ever. And so, yeah.
Good answer, Kyle. Good answer.
So, yeah, he's... Derek. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I just threw my game away.
So, yeah, I am happy I threw my game away. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, to each their own. I think at that point he knew this goes back to question number one. He's not going to say anything bad about anybody. Right now he's getting hammered from all sides. And as we mentioned last night, Alyssa did come back around near the end and was kind of supporting him, both mentally and physically. And so I think he's like on cloud nine right now. And you and I didn't have showmances on the season, but I can only imagine, we had a friendship that we were only in the house for 100 days together, but my friendship with you felt like it was 10 years mm-hmm. in the making yeah. because it's magnified by so much yeah. and it's accelerated because of the amount of hours you spend together. So to be fair to him, the amount of hours he spent with Alyssa would be equivalent to probably a year relationship.
Yeah.
So he's basically willing to throw away his game for her at this point. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he probably will regret that shortly after this show's over. That's just my hunch.
Yeah.
I'm all for love. I just don't see it. What do you think?
I mean, at least what they showed on the live feed, she literally said, I can't be with somebody like and have kids with somebody that will put themselves over me. And I was like, what? I was like, he literally did. I was like, Kyle, are you just not going to vocalize that? It's like, wait, what? I did put you over me. I was in the alliance that was running the house. So I'm sorry. I get a little fired up about it because it's just like you sit here and it's just, I mean, Kyle was definitely not justified in what he was doing, but it's like, girl, that's how weak your spine is. It's like, ooh, don't want to be near him. Oh, and all the stuff that she was saying was just blatantly untrue. Kyle was completely putting you before him. So if Kyle doesn't want to defend himself in that aspect, I mean, I'll say it. I'll call it for what it is. Like, she didn't have the brass to stick with him through adversity. Kyle, it's not the girl you want to be with anyway, bud.
Yeah, I think both of them need to go their own way. Yeah. What was question number three? I'm trying to remember what it was.
Question number three was, putting everything you've gone through aside, who would you like to see follow you out the door, and who do you feel is playing the best game? This is, you know, we're trying to get something out of here just to figure out
who. You guys know what we're doing here.
You guys get it. So here's question numero three.
I think Michael's playing the best game. He has an amazing social game right now. He is so smart and knows the game of Big Brother, And he's won every competition, basically. So it's hard to deny that he's playing the best game right now. If he is able to make it to the end, he will be a Big Brother legend because everyone in the house currently understands that he is playing the best game. As far as someone leaving the game, it's hard to wish that upon anyone. And I think everyone is playing a very good game. And so I think everyone is literally one HOH or one big move away from being the front runner. So I don't wish that upon anyone. I'm just very excited to see how the rest of the season plays out. And it's been amazing being a part of it.
He's the one person who didn't say so, because he is like, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying obviously anybody. He's definitely not going to say a black person. He definitely can't say as he shouldn't. Yeah. Read the room, Kyle. Yeah. Read the room. Yeah. And he's not going to even say anybody. He's not going to say Alyssa. Yeah. He's not going to say Turner, because Turner did the right thing this week.
Yeah.
He can't win.
Right.
He's staying away from that part of it. Usually we get an answer. I thought we would get one with him. Clearly we didn't.
I mean,
I don't blame
him. Yeah. I mean, I really wanted him to say, yeah, I think Michael's playing the best game, but shit, I'd love to see him follow me out the door. It's like, yeah.
Well, that's probably that's how he feels.
Right. But it's like, say how you feel.
That's how he feels.
Say what you mean what you say, man. Just say it. Just say it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But Kyle? I mean, that all aside, we really drilled into Michael and Brittany last night, as we did Kyle. Putting those feelings aside, Michael is playing the best game. And if you compare his statistics against other seasons, he is in a legendary status as far as those statistics. So it's one of those things where if he's at the end, he's going to have to win outright to get there. So that's a good point that Kyle made. Yeah. Everyone in the game now, everyone, including Brittany, all know if Michael's in the final two, he's going to win, or at least they believe that. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the entire house against Michael. They know that, and Michael knows that. So in spite of that, in a game where he can't play in every HOH, if he's able to get to the end at this point, it's extremely impressive. He's going to have to win a few more comps. And if he does that, I agree with Kyle, where it's going to be hard not to vote for him, regardless of how you may personally feel.
Yeah, honestly, if he really, at the end of the day, if he completely wins out and goes to the end of the game, I take back what I said about yesterday. I think it doesn't matter who he sits next to. If he wins out the competitions, I don't care who he sits next to. he's going to win the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's we were fired up last night.
Yeah.
We were fired up last night. But I mean, yeah, I have to agree with you. It would just be a horrible, it would make a bad situation as far as Big Brother's concerned, because the season's kind of taken a turn. It would make it even worse to have someone like Michael, who goes on to set like multiple records, lose to possibly, because he would obviously take a GOAT next to him. He's going to take someone who he knows he can beat. Right. So imagine him sitting next to Brittany, or even like a Terrence or a Taylor. You might like them personally, yeah, but their games compared, there is no comparison.
There's not a comparison.
So to have someone else win over him, it I don't know. I personally don't want to see someone like him represent the season with what he did. That's my personal opinion. But if I were in there playing the game, not watching from the outside, I'd vote for him as well.
Yeah.
But my whole basis for last night saying, hey, and I got a lot of interaction on the tweet that I put out. You know, I don't want to get into a habit where, first off, we can't have people that go in there like Kyle judging people for the way they look. If that's what he's doing, you can't be doing it. It's not acceptable in the real world. It's not acceptable in Big Brother. We also can't have people pretending to care about certain issues only when it's convenient for them. And there's a lot of things you can do in Big Brother. I don't think this is one of them. I don't think this should ever be acceptable. I just don't want it to be a common occurrence.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to get across with my tweet, is I don't want this to be something that future house guests think they should do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, straight up, do you think somebody is going to go out of nowhere and just make it up to try to use it as strategy? Like, they weren't making things up. They were skewing it to fit their narrative, which I think is wrong, but it's like they weren't making things out of thin air. Now, if somebody's making things out of thin air about somebody else calling them ultimately a racist, like, yeah, that person's going to get crucified on the outside.
No, but even the timing, right? Like, if Kyle was working with them up until this point, I believe in my heart, this is just me, that if Kyle hadn't done what he did this week and he stayed and he was still left over strong, I don't think Michael and Brittany expose him this week if he's not their target.
I think if Kyle on the inside – and not the outside for the BB Festival, or that's not what it was called, BB Brochella. I think if he was on the inside with them and they stayed left over strong, this would not have happened this week.
That's my problem. And that's what I'm trying to convey. It's that it was convenient for them. It was a means to an end. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were any more concerned about what was said now than they were 2 weeks ago. And I hate that I have to even say this, but we're not saying what Kyle did is less important or not as bad as what they did. What I'm saying is none of this behavior, all three of them, none of it should be in the Big Brother house.
That's the thing.
Shouldn't be judging people on people for the color of their skin. And you shouldn't have people using really, really sensitive issues as strategy.
Yeah.
That's where I land. That's where I land.
Yeah, I see in some of the comments that were being left on our last video, it's like it just lets me know one of two things: that the people aren't listening to the video, or the people just hear what they want to hear. Because it's like people were like, "Oh, why are you so torn up? But you're not saying anything about Kyle." We literally touched on this with Kyle in previous episodes. We've talked
trashed
about
trashed him last that last one and trashed
we,
him this
we
one.
Did, like we said multiple times, like, "What do you want us to do? Call this guy a racist?" Like, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to just immediately peg this kid for a racist. Like, what he did was biased and it was ignorant, and it was maybe there are microaggressions in it, but it's like, what do you want us to do? Like, I'm not grabbing my pitchfork. It's just not how I am. It's not who I am. So you be who you are, and then I'm going to continue being how I am, and I can go to bed at night and sleep with that. Like, there was a comment about, you know, the time. It's like, yeah, we are fully aware. Like, this happened with Kyle on day 31. These conversations happened. Then the next time, Big Brother gave us the grace of showing us the days that it was happening. Kyle then had another conversation with Brittany on day 13. That's 2 weeks later. We are now in like the 50-something day. This did happen over 3 weeks ago. Yes, we are fully aware.
It was August 5th. It was August 5th. The date
was a long time
mentioned.
Ago. So that's the point that we're making, is like, these conversations have happened periodically throughout the time, and they never chose to use it in their game. And then they did. That to me is wrong. Same as Kyle thinking and projecting something that happened in a previous season on the people of color in this house this season. I don't think that's right.
100%.
Am I going to call him a racist? And you want me to do that? No, you do what you want to do, and I'm going to continue to do what I want to do. And if you don't like it, you don't have to be here. So I just get like really annoyed with like the people. It's like, you want us to grab our pitchforks. It's like the same people that were like trying to drag all the people that were doing stuff to Taylor earlier in the season. It's like, you're just as bad as those people that were doing it to her. It's like, how about you self-reflect and want to see growth versus destroy somebody and bury them in the ground. That's not the type of person that I am. Sorry.
Yeah. And that all said, if Kyle comes out of the house and completely reverts back to the person he was, because now we'll drag him.
Yeah.
We'll drag him because the kid's got some things to fix. Yeah. And if he comes out and goes, you know what? That was it. Then we'll drag him.
Yeah.
Period. But the guy's giving us robot answers right now. What are we going to do?
Right.
We've already said what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
And all we're saying now is, hey, we spent 2.5 episodes on him. The people who decided to expose it, I'm not going to give them a pat on the back for exposing it, because I don't believe in my heart they did it because it was in their heart. Mm-hmm. I believe they did it because it was in their brains and they knew they could use it to leverage against Kyle to get him out of the house. Yeah. Means to an end. Yeah. So that's where we're at.
Fourth question of the interview. Do you feel Michael and Brittany's decision to call out your comments was more strategic or because it was the right thing to do? And so
before you play this one, I wasn't expecting an honest answer. And this is what you got.
I can only go off what they said. And it was when they felt comfortable coming forward with that information. So I trust them in that. I think Michael and Brittany are great people. And I'm sad that I had to put them in this situation.
Trying to say all the right things.
Yeah.
Trying to say
there's really not much to say there. We spent so much time on the last one. We kind of covered a lot of this in that one. Not much more to be said. He's not going to say anything bad at this point.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I truly believe everyone in the house, including Kyle, feel that they used it for strategy and not because it was the right thing to do. But he's not going to say that right now. We will find out as the show goes on and after the show.
Yeah, well, who knows? He may end up falling off the face of the earth. He may be like, I am not going near anything. And then we'll never see.
That might be wise for a little bit.
Maybe a lot of it. Question number 5, we go, Big Brother is usually a game, but in your case, it became more about self-reflection. What will be your biggest takeaway from your time on Big Brother?
Oh my gosh. It definitely has become more self-reflection. And at the end of the day, as soon as this information got out that Michael and Brittany started talking about it, even though I hadn't been evicted, my game basically ended in that moment in my mind. And it became a time to take advantage of the opportunity that I had left in the game to have those conversations and learn from the individuals left in the game. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity. I know the process is just beginning, and leaving the house, I still have so much work to do. And I'm so excited to, you know, take on that challenge and learn and hopefully be an example for other people moving forward. And I have to say, Cody and Derek, you guys are awesome. I listened to your podcast before going on Big Brother, and thank you guys for all the insights. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, I think that's the answer that I think everybody wants to hear, that he's willing to learn. He's willing to showcase that, you know, you can acknowledge if you have these biases and you can be willing to work at it. And I think at this point, it's like, what else do we expect from Kyle, right? It's like, that's what I think we should all hope for and expect, and, you know, hope that there is growth in this situation. Should we bury him in the ground so that there's no chance for it? No, that doesn't help anybody in this situation. So I think that answer was that he knows he messed up. He's fully aware of the optics of it. He's fully aware of the repercussions of it. And now he's willing to take it head on, learn, grow, and become a better person. And so that's what I think the only thing we could really ask for in this type of situation.
Yeah, well said. And I mean, this will probably be the last thing I say about the whole Kyle, Michael, and Brittany situation. He said it right there. He's hoping that he goes on, he learns, he becomes a better person because of this. He's very apologetic right now. I hope that remains true afterwards. That's Kyle. Mm-hmm. As far as Michael and Brittany, right now they're basically saying, yeah, we wish we would have said it sooner, but we did it for the right reason. We did it for the game, even though it doesn't help our games personally. I really hope when they get out, they take a similar route that Kyle took, and they apologize for the timing of it and for using it for self-serving reasons, and they grow from it as well, because this is not something that should be sat on or should be used as leverage against anyone when you have people like Taylor, like Monty, like Terrence, especially after Monty said, being affected by something, these issues every day. They need to know immediately. If it's that strong of a issue, you don't hold that back. You tell the people that it's affecting directly immediately. So that's really what I'm hoping on all fronts for all three of these individuals, is that they all reflect, whether Michael wins, whether Michael loses, they reflect on the actions they took in this house and see that going forward in the outside world, they shouldn't happen. As far as the answer with Kyle, you know, it's pretty scripted. Appreciate the shout out at the end. That's why we do this, mm-hmm. right? We had heard a couple times on the feeds that Kyle was shouting out the show, and you know, it feels good to hear that people are watching, listening before they go on. We're not going to sit here and say, oh, don't watch our show. We don't want you to watch it. You're terrible. He's a human being, just like Michael, just like Brittany. They've all made mistakes. But if you live in a world where you can't make a mistake and move on, what's the point of living? You got to grow from it and become better. So we're hoping the best for Kyle. We're hoping the best for Michael. We're hoping the best for Brittany. We're hoping that going forward for the rest of the season, it's more about game and less about the mistakes that individuals are making that are real issues happening in the outside world every single day. That's really where I land on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I completely agree with you. So we appreciate everybody stopping by and everybody weighing in as much as you guys are. And so again, if you made it to this point, subscribe to the channel, turn on those notifications. We apologize again for the technical difficulties. It wasn't on our end. What I think is, you know, it's tough because you want it to just be streamlined and clean and all that. And I know as me, yeah. as the editor of it, I get very frustrated when stuff, because I'm like super particular. So I get very frustrated knowing that stuff doesn't look clean, because you and I are the same, right? We want it to look as high quality as possible. And so
yeah,
we do
OCD
apologize.
Comes in,
yeah, I really apologize that the video kind of looked and maybe had the optics of what it did, but we're doing our best over here. And so, but I do want to apologize for it, especially after the hiccup with Tiffany this week.
Yep. Well, Kyle, he's off to the jury house. Game on. We'll see how this plays out. I believe we have a double eviction coming up next week. Is that correct? I think we got a double eviction coming up next week. So it's going to be another fun week. Really fun in the sense that if you're watching this, spoiler alert, tune away if you don't want to hear this. Michael won HOH this week. So he's going to go throughout his week. Tiffany's going to be keeping us up to date all week. If you're not subscribed, you definitely want to subscribe to get those live feed updates from Tiffany. She's absolutely killing it. And we will see what happens, because Michael's going to get a person out, probably a target of his, and then he's going to be vulnerable for that second part of that double eviction. He will not be able to play in the HOH. It'll be a quick veto. It'll probably be something with a little bit of a physical aspect to it. They usually make it pretty quick, although sometimes they do switch it up and throw in a mental. We'll see what happens. He's probably going to have to win that veto, even if he isn't nominated. And I truly believe, even the morning after, that veto will dictate if Michael wins this game or not. He wins that veto, I think he's set for the end. But we shall see. We appreciate you guys joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.